You're listening to WBFYLP at 100.9 on your FM dial. LP stands for low power. We are the high cotton of low power, y'all.
It's 6 o'clock on Monday. That means it's time for the Belfast Lions High School Sports Show. Here's your host, Coach Brian Goff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions. Spring is in the air. First day of spring sports started today. We're lining up some great shows for you here in the next couple of weeks with our spring coaches and athletes, really fired up about that. Over these next couple of weeks, we're going to put closure to our winter sports. And tonight, we're lucky enough to have the head swim coach for the lady and boys swim teams here at Belfast Area High School. We have head coach Donna Kelly joining the show, and she's going to give us a review of everything that happened this season, all the successes they had, and there was many. Talk about how she navigated through a swim season during a pandemic, and I've got a number of great questions here, and we're going to jump right into it. Coach Kelly, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Coach Goff.
No doubt. Let's get right to it, Coach. A very successful season, 8 contests, a 6-2 record, a second place finish at the KVAC Championship, narrowly lost, I will add, that we'll get into in just a minute. So a very successful season, to say the least. First question I wanted to ask you, Coach. And as I said, we talked to you early on before we had any meets whatsoever. You guys were preparing for the 2021 campaign. There were a lot of question marks. There were a lot of unknowns with everything that's going on in the world today. Here we are. We were able to get through the swim season. We were able to get through basketball season. I wanted to ask you, how'd this season go? Were there any bumps in the road along the way in terms of anything with going on with COVID related?
Well, given COVID issues, we had to do a lot of things differently this season, which meant a lot of adjusting. For the first part, all of our meets were virtual, which was quite an adjustment for us. For the girls' swim team, because of the numbers that we had and the limits and restrictions to who and how many we could have in the pool, I also had to break out my team into two different cohorts and two different groups of swimmers. So instead of seeing my swimmers every day, I could only see half of my swimmers for about 2 days a week. And then we flexed and alternated on the Friday when we didn't have meets. So that was very different for my team. Used to seeing everybody 5 days a week to having them swim in two cohorts 2 days a week. And you know, swimming is a conditioning sport, so that's quite an impact on the swimmers as well when they're used to, and I'm used to planning practices for 5 days to get them ready for meets. And considering they only had really 2 days, 2.5 days in the water per week, some of what the young ladies were able to accomplish was pretty phenomenal.
No doubt. Now, did you find that the girls were trying to come into the pool at off hours or maybe even sneak down to the YMCA to get a little extra work in, having only been able to be with you 2 days a week?
Our Lady Lions are pretty dedicated, so many of them did sneak off to the Y when they could and either participated in some practices there with Coach Winslow, Aaron Winslow, that is, and others did some swimming off cycle. I know some of them were getting pretty creative and looking online at some technical skill drills and things like that. Had a pretty committed bunch. I will have to admit, all of the kids in the pool were dedicated. They were there. They showed up. They did everything that I asked of them. No complaining. So they, when they were there, and they put in their time, and their end results showed for their efforts.
Absolutely. I'm looking at the scoring here. You took second at the KVAC Championship. It was a narrow second place, I will add. Looks like Morse just got to the finish line with 23 points above the Lady Lions. That sounds like a pretty tight contest, Coach. Did it literally come down to the last event or two to decide this championship?
KVAC's competition for girls swimming is pretty heavy, and so we always go in that knowing we're going to have a lot of competition between Morse and Camden. We always shoot for the top three, so we're pretty pleased with that finish and how tight it was. We had nearly every one of our girls who were entered in events score for those entered events, and that's something else that we look to do. We can enter four swimmers in each event, and we try to spread out our swimmers so we can cover all of our events and hopefully get them scoring. And for the most part, the ladies stepped up and did just that. So they left everything they could in the pool, and they had a great effort.
You know, I'm looking at your roster, Coach, and, you know, second place and to come in second by such a short margin of points. You know, it sounds like a race, you know, here or there, had it been a little bit different, you would have took home the gold. I'm looking at your roster. My notes tell me you had a roster of 18 girls, four of which were seniors. So it must be pretty exciting to know that you're bringing back 14 swimmers from a team that nearly won the championship this year. Your thoughts, Coach?
Yes, we will lose some four seniors this year, incredible student athletes that have been with us for 4 years, and we had one junior. Our team is very young, actually. It's mostly sophomores and freshmen, and those sophomores, freshmen, seniors, and our juniors stepped up, all contributing to that. But we will have a very strong team returning as well next year. So sad to see our seniors go every year. This particular bunch is just a great group of girls, good students, and good athletes. So that makes it the triple whammy, so to speak, when you see them go. But we do have a very strong field returning for next year.
Absolutely. Now, was the eight swim meets a reduced season, if you will? Do you normally have more swim meets in a regular year when a pandemic isn't going on?
Yep. Usually Belfast chooses to swim a very heavy schedule most seasons. We, Bob and I, both like the competition. We feel that helps get our student athletes ready for their KVAC championships and their state championship. We like to give them every opportunity that we can for qualifying. So we tend to have about 10 meets a year. This year, due to COVID, that was much reduced, but we were able to sneak in another meet at the end of the season where some did not. Some had started their KVAC meets. We did not complete ours until the 12th of March, so we were able to sneak in another meet there. Give the girls and the boys another opportunity to improve some times.
Absolutely. It just sounds like you had one hand tied behind your back the entire season. You had less pool time, if you will, in terms of practicing. You had to split the team up. You had less meets. I mean, with a young team, it would sound like to me that the more meets and the more experience you get, you can literally see improvement from the first meet to the very last meet, all the way into these championship swim meets. Does that sound about right, Coach?
Typically you do. And our season for the Lady Lions was anything but conventional. And I do know most of the teams we competed with, particularly Camden and Morse, were swimming 5 days a week. And we were swimming pretty much 2 days a week in our cycle. They have larger pools than we do. But we were still able to see huge improvements in time from the start of our season to our championship at KVACs. So I'm pretty pleased with the team.
Absolutely. You know, to me, it sounds like you met your goals or you exceeded expectations based on the adversity that your team had to go through this year. Would you say that you reached or met your goals and expectations for the 2021 Lady Lions swim team, Coach?
I would say even under the best of circumstances that we achieved our goals for the season, but for the ladies to step up and do this and what they've achieved this year, with their dual meet season and their championship season and their times, I think is even bigger than would have been expected. It would have been pretty good under the normal circumstances, but the fact that they did it under the COVID impacted changes that we had to do, is pretty hard to swim in a pool by yourself and perform when you're used to the level of energy that competition brings in the pool. But each girl tackled it and realized that it was them against the clock and they needed to produce that. And when those meets were scored and events were scored, it could get pretty exciting in the room when Bob and I would score the event and see how close some of those times were. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. And that you bring up an interesting point there. You know, here the girls are essentially swimming on air and for the time. You know, whether it's track and field, whether it's swimming, whatever type of race you're in, you know, you can get that additional adrenaline rush or that push when you look over to catch a breath of air, and you're neck and neck with this swimmer next to you. That could give you that extra motivation to push a little bit harder. Does that sound right? About right, Coach?
It typically does. So we had to really kind of work with the teams to get them to realize that you have to envision that they're there and it's you against the clock, because what we're going to have to do is upload times into an electronic system and the times are going to fall. So they have to put their best effort in. And it was pretty tight in many of those dual meets and many of the championship meets. As you can see, some of those times were not far off. They were within really small increments. So every second counted.
Absolutely. Now, during this very successful campaign of a 6-2 record and a close second place finish at the KBAC championship, we had a school record that was set by one of your swimmers. Her name is Maeve Littlefield. I was very surprised and impressed when Mr. Botanic told me the young Maeve Littlefield's just a freshman.
She is. She was not far off that 50 freestyle record in her first meet of the season. And I've been watching Maeve from afar as a high school coach, as she's done some of her Y swimming. So I knew we would see some pretty good things. But to have a young freshman come in, be close to that mark in her first meet, and then achieve it in her last few meets was pretty exciting. Or actually, she did it at the KVACs, the last meet of the season, to capture the 50 freestyle record as a freshman.
Wow.
So we will see that record drop, I think, a few more times in her 4 years at Belfast.
So 50 free, Coach, is down and back as fast as you can. Is that right?
It is.
Now, you've been part of Belfast swimming and part of the Belfast community for a number of years now. I think you told me on the last show that the Pee Wee swim program is called the Bluefish. Is that right?
Yep. The YMCA runs the Bluefish swim team. That's where a lot of our young swimmers in the county are really developed and introduced to the concept of competitive swimming. So it's a great program run by the YMCA, and Coach Winslow's son, Aaron Winslow, heads that up.
Now, when Maeve was part of this Bluefish program as a youth swimmer, did you know right away she was going to be something special?
I think that the YMCA Bluefish program has produced a number of really standout swimmers. If you take a look at the high school record board, a lot of those names on that board, particularly the girls' side in the last few years, which has really turned over, have all been products of that YMCA swim program, as well as on the boys' side. So I think that's a credit to that program and its introduction of the sport to young athletes and how it develops them up through to their high school career. So absolutely.
That is awesome, Coach. 14 swimmers coming back. Simple math says it's 4 seniors moving on. For me, it's always about the seniors. It starts with the seniors. This is their last year to compete in whatever sport they're playing in. All of your seniors were team captains this year. I'm going to these four senior captains are Leanna Gobin, Grace Littlefield, Sadie Wheeler, and Jordan Colby. Is that how you say her last name?
Yes, Colby.
Awesome. Coach, in your own words, tell us about each of these girls, what their some of their accomplishments have been and what they've meant to you and your program over the last 4 years. Let's start with Leanna Gobin.
Well, all four, this is a great group of senior girls, and it's always bittersweet as you see your senior athletes move on to bigger and better things in their senior year. Always wishing them well. Leanna Gobin is a four-year swimmer, so she joined us as a freshman and has competed every year. She has developed beautifully into a major butterflyer, which is a very hard stroke to master, and not one that most swimmers will gravitate to. Leanna is one of the few swimmers that I've had the privilege of coaching that will actually take a butterfly, take a set, and swim the whole thing butterfly, which is a rare and unique thing for any swimmer to do, even those swimmers that are quite talented in all four of their strokes. So she's competed in that event, I believe, all 4 years of her high school career at our KVACs for us, and pretty much have qualified and provided points for us in that event in all 4 years of her career. I think Leanna's interested in moving on and supporting and doing some coaching, and may be doing that this summer and helping out the Y and some master's work. I think she's got some fun ahead of her in that regard.
That is awesome. Sounds like a great 4 years with Leanna. How about Grace Littlefield?
Grace is really sweet. She always smiles and always does anything you ask her to do. Always on time, pleasant, awesome attitude. Fabulous freestyle, particularly 200, where she's qualified for states over the course of her career at the Belfast Area High School pool. And she is a great backstroker. So she has been with us for 4 years, really holding down backstroke and 200 freestyle primarily. And she's been a key to the team in filling and rounding out relays for us. State qualifier, and this year she was a little plagued by some shoulder injuries, so we had to pull back a little bit, but she produced quite well at the KVACs for us this year.
Good stuff, Coach. Captain number three, Sadie Wheeler. What do you have to say about Sadie, Coach?
Sadie was one of those young freshmen that comes in and you do a second look and go, wow. She came in, was kind of unexpected. I hadn't heard about Sadie when I from the Y team as much. And so when she came in, she is really a strong 50 freestyler, 100 freestyler, 200 freestyler. But don't let her fool you. I found out through her 4 years that she's pretty strong in almost every event. And this year I was able to get her into the breaststroke. She doesn't like to say this, but she's also got a very strong backstroke. So, and a 500 freestyle. So she is someone that I could diversify my lineup with. She's always willing. She always works hard in the pool. Again, just a great attitude, fabulous team-oriented swimmer. Just a delight, and has qualified for us for state meets in multiple events for 4 years. And for most of those was pretty key to our seeding some very strong relays over those 4 years.
No doubt. All three girls so far with the entire duration of high school. I love it. Was it same case with the last girl here, Jordan Colby, Coach?
Yep, Jordan is also a four-year swimmer. Jordan has definitely a sprint freestyler, 50 freestyler, 100 freestyle, and she's a great breaststroker. So she's held down breaststroke for us for 4 years in relays and the primary individual event. And I believe, if I go back and look, she's probably done breaststroke in all of our KVACs. She is a... was key in our relays at KVACs and some state meet relays, particularly the 200 freestyle relay. Strong freestyler, great breaststroker. Don't let her fool you. She's an awesome at the 200 freestyle as well, though she doesn't like to admit that.
Right on, Coach. Now, will any of these girls take their talents to the collegiate level next year, or is this really a goodbye to their swim careers?
I'm hoping a couple of them will. I think it depends on where they each land and what options are available. But I think if a few of them choose to and they go to schools that have pools, well, actually, if any of them choose to and go to programs with pools, I think they would do just fine if they went out.
No doubt, Coach. My notes here, I have the 2021 all KVAC swim team. Looks like Maeve Littlefield was second team all conference in the 50 free and the 100 fly. Sadie Wheeler, second team, 100 free. And it looks like a team of Maeve Littlefield, Jordan Colby, Sadie Wheeler, and Danielle Hickok took home the 200 freestyle relay. Can you talk about those outstanding individual performances, team performance in that relay that took home the all-conference team this year, Coach?
Yep, so all-conference for KVAC is awarded to those swimmers and relay teams who place first or second at KVACs. So each of these individual swimmers had placed second in their respective events for the KVAC conference, and the relay team also placed second at KVAC's, winning them the all-conference awards, as you noted. Pretty impressive.
That is awesome. That is very awesome. And like we said before, a lot of these girls are going to be coming back and swimming next year.
Absolutely. It should be another good season next year, and hopefully we'll get a little bit more pool time with everybody in the pool. And we're hoping that our meets will no longer be virtual and we'll be able to do them in partnership with the boys team like we always do.
Good stuff, Coach. These four seniors are moving on like I talked about. I know you're in the in about what's going on in Belfast area, not only high school swimming, but what's going on down at the junior high and even in the Bluefish Pee Wee League. What do you got for eighth graders coming in, Coach? Out goes a great group of four seniors. What's coming in as eighth graders?
I haven't spoken to Aaron yet about what's on the horizon then. We usually don't do that until we kind of finalize this year. But knowing Aaron, he's got one or two surprises in store for me, as he always does. I knew about one or two of our freshmen coming in this year, but I had a handful of freshmen that each one of them this year equally contributed to the benefit of the team this year. So I always look forward to what Aaron has in store for me and eighth graders coming on up.
Absolutely. Sounds like, just sounds like Belfast swimming has been strong for a long time. They got a great program down at the YMCA. These girls and boys are starting at a young age. When they get to high school, you got some talent to work with, and you and Coach Bob do a great job of molding it the way that you want it. And, here we are with another winning season and a near KVAC championship. So job well done to you and the girls, Coach. Also wanted to ask you, here we are coming into spring sports. Those will run till, I believe, the first or second week of June. What type of off-season program is there for the swim team? I know a lot of these girls play spring sports, but once we get to the summertime, what does an off-season workout program look like before they come into high school in the fall?
So on a typical year, most of the swimmers will be continuing with Y swimming and or U.S. swimming. So they will either continue their season with the Bluefish and U.S. swim teams. Many of them, as you noted, I always encourage to do a spring sport, whether that's tennis, softball, or track. I love to see the kids do different things and just stay engaged. And then I always encourage them over the summer to get in and swim, whether it's working with the Y if they're offering some summer clinics, or just getting in on their own and doing some of that work. But the most important thing, I think, for high school athletes is to do something. Get involved in something. It doesn't have to be swimming. It can be, another sport that they're interested in. But the most important thing is for them to stay active and engaged.
Absolutely, Coach. Now, anything I'm leaving out in terms of any of your other swimmers, any real highlights or interesting stories that took place during the season that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think that, you know, if anybody's able to look at our KVAC results, I think it is pretty phenomenal. We had all of our entries pretty much place and score points for us. We had a phenomenal end meet where we had swimmers just dropping times left and right. Danny Hickok, another freshman, went under 5:52 in the 500, dropped like 9 seconds off of her seed time for that event. Mia Winslow had been off, had to rest for a few days and blew her times out of the water at the KVAC meet. So we had every swimmer in the pool pretty much dropping time. So it was a pretty phenomenal season all the way around.
Absolutely, Coach. Job well done. Congratulations on a very successful campaign. You know, now that I'm, you know, back here at Belfast Area High School on a full-time basis, I'm back in the area coming up on 3 full years now. This radio show has educated me about all the sports going on here at Belfast, especially in a year of pandemic where they don't let anybody else in to these meets and games unless you're directly tied to it. So it's been a great outlet for you to come on here not once but twice and share the season with our listeners. I know a lot of them have watched these meets virtually on our YouTube channel. And, you know, it's just been great to have you come on here and give us such great insight. And I have people stop me all the time. They're frequent listeners of the show. They're thankful of all the information that we're providing. And, you know, having you on the show before the season and now after the season has provided some incredible insight for our listeners that they wouldn't have otherwise, especially in a year of COVID-19. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, I definitely learned a lot about your program and how you run it. I've learned a lot about your swimmers. And there's no doubt, you know, we're going to be keeping an eye on your swim team with 14 swimmers coming back next year. And sounds like a pretty darn strong freshman class coming in as well. Have a great night, Coach. Appreciate it. Thank you again. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll see you around school. Folks, we're going to take a quick station break. When we come off that break, the head swim coach for the boys championship swim team, Coach Bob Winslow, is going to join us. And we're going to take that quick station break, and we'll be right back.
This is Dal. I'm from Castine and from New Bern, North Carolina. You are listening to WBFY 100.9 FM in Belfast.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from Our Town Belfast, a community-driven and nationally accredited Main Street organization whose mission is to grow and sustain our historic downtown while celebrating our unique cultural heritage. Learn more and visit the calendar of events at ourtownbelfast.org.
To help slow the spread of COVID-19, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that people wear cloth face coverings in public settings, especially when other physical distancing measures are difficult to maintain.
Physical distance means 6 feet apart, about 2 arm lengths from other people who are not from your household. You are required to wear face mask coverings in public places where physical distance is difficult to maintain, as recommended by CDC.
The current state guidelines in place are designed to keep you and our frontline employees safe and us in business. Please be kind as we do our best to adapt and serve you.
Together, with your help, we can keep Belfast a safe location to visit, shop, eat, and spend time with your family.
You just heard the word from Belfast Mayor Eric Sanders, Belfast Public Health Nurse Susan Dupler, also Corey Chase, the owner of Darby's, and Ryan Otis of Rowley's. We at WBFY would also like to encourage you to do the considerate thing and wear a mask.
Choose a Crown, Monday night, 7 to 9. Tune in and turn on WBFY 100.9 Belfast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions. Just wrapped up with Coach Donna Kelly. She gave us a nice review of her 2021 campaign. Very successful campaign, I might add. Just narrowly losing first place, but took second place with a young swim team. Went 6-2 in the regular season. Had a great year. They're bringing a bunch of swimmers back next year. And sounds like a pretty strong incoming freshman class as well. Joining the show now, we have the head boys swim coach of, I believe he told me on the first show, 38 years and counting.
48 years and counting.
Coach. Coach Bob Winslow is back on the show. Coach Bob, how are you? And welcome back.
Good. Good to be here.
48 years and counting. Wow, that gives some of my questions a little bit more meat and potatoes. Coach, 8-0 record this year. You win the KVAC championship. Job well done. I got to ask you first and foremost, I know you're a humble man, but the first thought that comes to my mind when I see this record and another championship is the rich get richer. How's this one feel 48 years later, Coach?
This is a different feeling this year because we couldn't swim head to head. I mean, we won the championship, but I really, you know, it would have been more exciting to be head to head. I think some of the times would have been faster. I think it's more exciting when you're competing against other swimmers as opposed to your teammates.
No doubt. I'm sure the excitement and entertainment value is there as well when you've got a bleachers full of swim fans. Where do they normally have these championship swim meets in a non-COVID year?
The KVAC championship has traditionally been at the Bath YMCA. They have 8 lanes. They have the capacity for the crowd. They have a crew that can handle the computer and the technical part of it. They do a lot of big championship meets there. So it's a good venue.
How many fans would you say pack into that venue when you have these championship matches?
Three, 400 people in there. And that's just in the KVAC.
No doubt. I'm sure 400 people screaming at the top of their lungs adds that extra motivation to their swimmers, even though it's, you know, their hearing might be a little bit altered, yeah. You know, with them being underwater. But, you know, yeah, just like you said, very different. No fans screaming, you know, nobody that you're directly competing against in the lane next to you. You're just giving it your all and hoping for the best in terms of times. I'm looking at the scoring, Coach. Looks like you won the KVAC championship by 42 points. Would you say that's a comfortable win?
That's a comfortable margin. We people scored in places that I thought they would, and some of my younger kids moved up. Some of my new swimmers moved up and improved their times a great deal. So I was really pleased at the performance. You know, we had to wait a long time to get the final results. It wasn't, you know, when you have a head-to-head meet, you know, immediately who won it. And by the time all the computer software was integrated to calculate the times, it was over a week and a half before we really knew how we had done. You know, I felt that we had done well, but, you know, anything can happen.
No doubt, Coach. Now, we had you on earlier in the season. I don't believe you had competed in a meet yet. We simply were having a preview of your team for the 2021 season. There was a lot of unknowns. There was a lot of question marks, everything that's going on with COVID and everything. I asked Coach Kelly, I'll ask you the same. Were there any issues whatsoever during the season itself directly related to COVID that, you know, might have prevented you from you know, operating in a season that you, you know, normally otherwise would operate normally in?
I think we were fortunate to not be affected by that, by losing opportunities to swim meets. I know Brunswick High School, who we were supposed to swim the third week in our season, had been closed for a week, and we had to postpone that meet with Brunswick to the end of our season. So that was a factor for us. But other than that, that was the COVID, and, you know, wearing masks on deck, you know, jumping into the water, leaving your mask on the starting block of the bench, and those protocols, a lot different. And not being able to, at Christmas time during vacation, the boys and girls train together. We usually do a two-hour block, and we train together, and it's kind of a fun time. We do different drills and things like that, swimming with buckets and bungee cords and things. We couldn't do that this year.
Right. No doubt, Coach. I'm looking at your roster here. Nine men's swimmers you had this year. My notes are correct. Is that one of the smaller teams you've had in your tenure at Belfast, Coach?
It's one of the smaller ones. We've been, the last couple of years, we've been running around nine or 10. Ideally, I'd like to have between 12 and 14. So when you have a small team like this and somebody is sick or has gone away to a college visit or something, it's really tough to operate with just 8 to 7 swimmers, because it limits your relays. You know, you can't swim all the different relays, and it does affect it.
I hear that, Coach. So you had 9 swimmers, still didn't prevent you from taking home the gold. It must be exciting to know that 7 of these 9 swimmers will be back with you next year. That must be a good building block to move forward with, huh, Coach?
I'm excited about the kids that are returning, the 7 kids that are returning. But I also officiated a Y meet the other day, and I saw 2 eighth graders that I'll be picking up next year swim, and I was impressed with their performances in the breaststroke and the 500 free and the 200 free. So we're losing 2 very good swimmers, Sawyer Carson and Lincoln Graff, but I got 2 boys coming in, and I'm hoping, you know, I'd really like to get some good athletes that want to try swimming and work at it, that are smart and are good athletes, and I can train them to be swimmers. This year, Miles Cannon came out the swimming. He's a outstanding track person, runner, and did a great job for us this year. And during Christmas break, worked extra hard to work on his strokes, and became a real good backstroker and freestyler. So, you know, I need people like that to come out for the team and add depth to my relays and so on.
No doubt. Now, are you running camps and clinics and things of that nature during the summertime to – you know, help train these swimmers? Because you just gave a perfect example of someone that had the potential, and once you were able to actually work with him and teach him the technique and train him, he turned into a darn good swimmer, it sounds like. Are you doing anything like that in the summertime, Coach?
We haven't done that for a couple of years. I've worked in conjunction with the park pool and in the past, and with the the Y coaches in the past. But in the last couple of years, we haven't done anything. A lot of my kids are participating in soccer and summer sports, training for other sports. as Donna had said too, we encourage our kids to participate and do different sports. I have run clinics in the past, week-long clinics, but I haven't in the last couple of years. And that may be something, you know, that we could look towards, you know, see what the interest is.
Now, when I was looking up your rosters online, Coach, and, you know, just seeing how they had everything set up, you know, says you're the head coach, says Donna Kelly's the assistant coach. It's vice versa with her girls team where you're the assistant and she's the head coach. How much did Donna help you this year getting this boys team ready for a championship campaign?
We basically worked together during the Christmas break, worked together, but we usually train separately. And the reason we set it up that way is so that at state meets, when we go to the girls' state meet or the boys' state meet, the assistant, okay, I'm taking the doing the split times, filling out the relay cards and things like that for Donna while she's managing her team. And she does the same thing for me. When we go to the boys' meet, she's taking my splits for me off the clock or off my, helping with the logistics. There's a lot of paperwork during a state meet where you have to submit relay entries. They have to be in by a certain time. You can change things around. So there are things like that. The two of us work together on at a state meet or at a championship meet where the entry cards and voting and different things like that take place. So we kind of talk to each other about what we're doing and so on.
Very cool. Yeah. You know, when I had you guys on before the season started, I didn't realize how much strategy took place in terms of, you know, where who you're going to race where, you know, what's the combination of your relay team? You know, what sequence are these swimmers going to swim in these relay teams? Sounds like there's a lot more strategy than, you know, the average fan on the outside looking in would realize. How much strategy went into your championship winning meet at the KVACs this year, Coach?
There goes a lot, you know, you're studying before going on to a championship meet, you're looking at all the different results from your previous meets. Where do you think they're going to put their people? You know, you want to stay away from events that they're pretty strong in, and you're not sure whether that they're going to be in the top. And a big decision this year was Lincoln Graff. Do I put him in the backstroke where he hasn't been feeling as strong in the backstroke, or go with him in the 500 because that looks open? He's got a better chance of winning that than the backstroke. Backstroke was loaded this year, so he'd really have to work hard to get, you know, maybe second or third place, whereas he could do well, you know, in the 500, you know. So those are choices you have to, and you have to try to balance the events out. I had several events in my backstroke and my 200 IM were very strong. I had three people in them. And some events are weaker than others, and you try to go after those. It's like a chess game. If you put somebody in, they're going to get, you know, maybe knocked down. They may be seated first, but they end up fourth or fifth, you know, just tenths of a second apart.
Right. Back to your roster, Coach. Again, only 9 swimmers this year. Exciting to know 7 of those 9 are coming back. That means two seniors are moving on and graduating from your program. As I said to Coach Kelly, and I say to any of our coaches or even with my teams, for me, it's always about, it starts with the seniors. I just wanted to get your thoughts and words on your two seniors that you had graduating this year and, you know, some of their accomplishments and what they've meant to the program. Let's start right at the top with your team captain and Sawyer Carson.
Yeah. Sawyer has been a great 4-year swimmer for me. Captain this year, versatile swimmer. He's the strongest in the butterfly, in the IM, but he can swim all the other events. Those are his primary events. He finished fourth in the IM at the KVAC Championship and third in the butterfly. Just a all around good swimmer. So
sounds like he's very versatile, and you could really plug him in anywhere you wanted to in terms
right.
of all the strategy that we were talking about.
Yeah, and Lincoln Graff, another IMer. He took first in the IM at the KVAC Championship, got third in the 500. He also is a very strong freestyler as well. Important part of our, both Lincoln and Sawyer were important parts of the sprint relay, the 200 free relay, and the 400 free relay. That won at the KVACs, and they're ranked in the top 8 in the state, those two relays.
Wow.
So, not just at the KVAC, but in class A and B. That's exciting.
Absolutely. Now, will either of these young men take their talents to the next level at the collegiate level and continue their swim careers?
I am not sure. I know both boys have been accepted to Maine Maritime, and if they go there, they will be, as they've told me, continuing their swimming career at Maine Maritime for Coach Tony DeMuro, who coached for many years at MDI and has really started building a strong program at Maine Maritime. But Carson has also applied for and waiting to hear from the Naval Academy. I think that's his first choice. But if things don't work out there, then I think he'll probably go on to Maine Maritime. And Edward, I've had one of my former swimmers swim at Maine Maritime. Last year, a boy from Mount View, Jack Valu, swam at Maine Maritime last year, first as a freshman. I went over and watched him swim, did a great job in the butterfly and swimming. I don't know, with all the things that were going on at Maine Maritime and college is not swimming, I don't know if he swam this year or not. They didn't have a lot of meets.
Right. I want to get into the all-KBAC, all-conference swim team, and the list is actually quite long. Starts right at the top, first team, Lincoln Graff, 200 IM.
Yep.
Looks like his brother, Brigham Graff, second team, 50 freestyle.
Yep. And
good talk and, about those two all-conference swimmers real quick, Coach.
Brigham Graff, second in the 50 free, first in the 100 free. Brigham is just a phenomenal sprinter. 50, 100 free. He can do all strokes. I don't know if I mentioned this at the last time I was on there, but Brigham Graff, last year, and as a freshman, and my senior Gary Moline did something that very few people in the state of Maine have done, and that is they qualified for the state championship meet last year in every single event, including diving. And there are very few people, men and women, that have done that. And that in itself is quite an accomplishment.
Wow.
And Brigham is a sophomore this year. I'm going to see him for a few more years.
That is awesome. And as I continue to go down the list, there's Brigham Graff again. First team, all KVAC in the 100 freestyle.
Yep. Yep.
Sounds like you got a keeper there, huh, Coach?
Yeah. I mean, he's and both Lincoln last year tried his tried diving. We went up. I took three of my boys up to the Palmer Invitation at Husson College last year. It was a diving invitational, and a couple of the boys did six dives, and Gary did 11. But it was an opportunity to, it was kind of a fun meet. It was an individual, working on your diving and diving with other kids, and they did very well there. I was very pleased. Unfortunately, this year, because of COVID, a lot of the facilities that have diving, such as Husson and Bowdoin and some of the colleges that in Maine that have diving boards, swimmers were not able to get in many diving meets. So this is a tough year for divers. We only did I think one meet of the seven that we did had diving. We didn't spend a lot of time on that this year because we didn't have many opportunities to do so.
Understood. Continuing down the list, as I said, it's quite long here with all KVAC, all conference swim team members, 200 freestyle relay. There's Sawyer Carson, team captain, both Graff brothers, Lincoln and Brigham, and also Ronan Deschamps. Talk about that 200 freestyle relay team.
Those are the four fastest sprinters I have. They finished first in the KVAC, and I think they're in eighth in the state meet right now. I mean, in the state results of all the stats, combining A and B.
Wow.
And then the 400 freestyle relay.
I was just about to mention that. Looks like a family event.
That's a family affair. Tanner, Sawyer, Lincoln, and Brigham. I mean, two brothers going, great relay. I mean, geez.
That's a memory those four boys are going to remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. That, wishing that we had a state meet so that they could finish up, but.
Absolutely. That's quite impressive. Also, I want to mention young Tanner Carson, Sawyer's kid brother. He's second team in the 100 fly. Not only with Lincoln graduating and passing the baton off to his younger brother in Brigham Graff, Sawyer's graduating and passing the torch off to young Tanner, who took second team in the 100 fly. Talk about young Tanner, Coach.
The two brothers, Tanner and Sawyer finished third behind his brother. It's been back and forth all season long. Brothers racing against each other. I just wish that we were competing against somebody else, and somebody else was in there, because I know both of them would have probably broken a minute. We were right at 100 and change and didn't get I was hoping to get 58 or 59, but it's tough. You know, you're competing against your brother. I know that's a big rivalry, but I think going head-to-head against somebody else might have given them that extra oomph to break that one-minute barrier.
I will say this about your entire swim team roster, and I may be a little biased in saying this, but to my knowledge, Tanner is the only swimmer on your team that is actually on my football team. And I tell kids all the time, if you compete and play football for the Lions under our coaching staff and go through all the things that you go through in terms of training for football and everything that goes into it, when you're done playing that season and you take your talents to whatever sport it is, basketball, wrestling, and in this case, swimming. Yep. To me, Coach, it just gives you that little extra oomph, yep, that little extra attitude, that little extra work that you put in, and it really carries over into your winter and spring sports. I'm a firm believer in that. It's my selling point for kids out there that aren't playing football. And Tanner Carson's a perfect example of that.
I think it's really important. I've been coaching for a long time, and unfortunately, we've seen the decline in three-sport athletes. People just participating in one sport and not doing other sports and staying in shape. You know, I've always encouraged my kids to participate, you know, in different sports, do something, stay in shape, you know. Feel pretty good, you know, when my swimmers come out of cross country or soccer, and football, you know, and coming out of a fall sport, they're somewhat in shape, you know, leading into my season. So now we start working on the fine tuning of swimming conditioning. You know, they should be in pretty good shape after completing a season of football, soccer, cross country. You know, it makes my job easier, and it's not so tough on those kids. You know, it's a lot tougher on those kids that when they first week or two of swimming and haven't had the conditioning from the fall sports, it's not easy.
No doubt. Coming up on top of the hour, I'm sure you're aware of young Maeve Littlefield, a freshman, set a record as a freshman this year for the Lions. Shortly thereafter that, I find out Tanner Carson sets a record down at the YMCA. Were you aware of that record, Coach?
Yes, I was, in the 50-yard butterfly. I saw that.
No doubt. So you witnessed it.
Yeah. And, you know, officiating at the Y or U.S. level, I get an opportunity to see some of the younger kids coming up. And then I do some of the Y state meets. Unfortunately, they're not having that either this year. But seeing those, I get to see the talent from other teams coming up through the ranks.
No doubt, Coach. That's awesome. Last one for me, 48 years and counting at Belfast High School. Where does this championship rank up with the other championships that you won over the years, Coach?
I think there'll be a star or asterisk after that, because it's certainly been a very unusual season. Winning meets when I haven't even seen my competitors, you know, it's like playing chess on the computer. You know, you don't see your opponent. You don't have that. I miss the excitement of the competition and the kids cheering and supporting each other, you know, at the end of the lanes, relays, kids swimming in relays, pushing each other and encouraging each other to go. It the atmosphere was certainly different this year.
Yeah, no doubt. It was that way all the way around, even with football, and I coach basketball, same thing there as well.
You didn't have the crowd, you know, to get you fired up in those big moments. So it was a tough year, but I'm very fortunate, thankful that we got it in, and we didn't have any delays, and it was good.
congratulations on a great season, Coach. Appreciate you coming on preseason and postseason. We'll get you back on again next year. Wish you success and job well done. You make the Belfast faithful very proud. And it's been great to have you on the show, Coach. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.